Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Ancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking about a series of very significant news stories today. First of all, we have to report, sadly enough, that 8 additional American troops have been killed in Iraq as of this Memorial Day weekend. Another 23 people have lost their lives in a car bombing in Baghdad. And finally, as CNN.com is reporting, anti-war mother Cindy Sheehan is now giving up her protest. That's an interesting story. Cindy Sheehan has written a 1,200-word letter in which she describes all of the reasons why she's getting out of the anti-war movement. She says, continues to affirm that her son died for absolutely nothing. That's number one. Number two, she's fed up with the Democratic Party as an alternative to the Republican. Both of them are sides of a counterfeit coin in regard to support of corporate fascism, according to Cindy Sheehan. And then personally, financially, health-wise, and so forth and so on, she's absolutely at the end of the rope. It's a very, very sad story. And I would like to simply say today to Cindy Sheehan that in regard to this Iraq war up to now, maybe it looks like her son died for nothing. Maybe it looks like Marquis J. McCants here in San Antonio died for nothing when he was killed in Baghdad a little over 10 days ago. But there may be a real reason in terms of the providence of God for these deaths. Maybe, just maybe, we're going to turn a corner and we're going to discover that the American people, once and for all, will recover their country and recover their government. If that ends up happening out of this whole thing, then the deaths of people like Marquis J. McCants and Casey Sheehan will not have been in vain. Let's see what happens with this in days and weeks and months ahead, even as King George obviously is trying to move us closer to a greater conflict in the Middle East, this time with Iran. Dr. Kaveh Farouk, who has written the book Shadows of War, by the way, and who is an expert on Iran, both presently and historically, will be on tomorrow to discuss the military culture and history of Persia, both ancient as well as modern. And you really need to get a hold of his book, Shadows of War. Osprey Publishing, O-S-P-R-E-Y, Osprey Publishing has come out with that volume. It's now in the new books section at both Borders and Barnes & Noble. Pick up your copy, folks. You won't be sorry. I know it's an expensive book. It's almost $30, I believe, retail. But it'll be on your shelf in perpetuity if you have any interest at all in these matters. It doubles both as a contemporary political reference as well as something that you can use if you're studying the Old Testament. That's just how significant a book it is, and we're privileged enough to have Kaveh willing to come on here again tomorrow to share with you and to share with me. Let's take a caller, John in Tennessee, if he's still there, from Mark Dancross America. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi.
I'm doing well. I hope that you will post your article on RBN somewhere where we can print it off and distribute it on our own. If we don't get it in papers, at least maybe we can distribute it.
Yes.
Mark, I called in to a talk show here in Nashville this morning. They were asking about how we thought the war in Iraq was going, whether or not it was a failure or whether or not Bush was doing a good job, you know, and I brought up a quote by John Dulles. For those who don't know, Dulles and his brother were involved in the Roosevelt administration in the 40s. So I brought up a quote from John Dulles' book called War and Peace, and I hope that people listening will either look the quote up on the Internet, print it off, and use it on local radio.
John, I'm back to a commercial break, but stay on the line. I want to give you a chance to continue talking. Stay with us. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with our caller from Tennessee. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've been covering a series of news stories today. Continue to do so through the rest of the show. I wanted to mention, by the way, before we get back to our caller, that tonight Dr. Hesham Talawi has his Current Issues TV show online. You can find it at currentissues.tv. Dr. Talawi, of course, is also on the Republic Broadcasting Network. His show tonight airs from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can also that's also the equivalent of 11:30 p.m. to 1:30 in the morning Universal Coordinated Time. But in the United States, it's 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And his guest tonight is Khaled Amira. Why did Khaled leave Al Jazeera, the Qatar-based pan-Arab Al Jazeera satellite television station that announced 2 years ago that it was launching Al Jazeera International? Why did Khaled leave that broadcast and leave that station? That's going to be the subject tonight of Dr. Hesham Talawi's Current Issues TV. Dr. Talawi will be talking with Khaled Amira, and that's from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, you can find it at currentissues.tv online. That show will be well worth your time. We're back with our caller, John in Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
Am I back?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, Mark, I pulled over. For those who don't know, Dulles is actually the John Dulles at the airport was named after in D.C. And you know, people are more likely to listen to a quote from some name that they recognize than a guy like me going down the road calling in on a radio program. The quote is, the UN represents not a final stage in the development of a new world order, but only a primitive stage. Therefore, its primary task is to, therefore its primary task is to create the conditions which will make possible a more highly developed organization. Now, Mark, that's from his book, War or Peace. When I gave this quote on the radio, he allowed me to do so. 30, 40 seconds on the radio and a 10-minute rebuttal telling the listening audience why I was wrong. But, you know, if we can do these type of things and begin to wake people up and let them know that there is a grand plan, in a grand conspiracy that is actually concealed in plain sight, maybe they'll begin to look and see and awaken from the sleep that they're in.
John, I think you're absolutely right, and I think you probably picked up on this. When I wrote my essay on Marquis J. McCants for the American Free Press, which again has now been picked up by a series of other sites, I deliberately mentioned some things going on in San Antonio that are a contradiction in terms when it comes to a truly nationalistic foreign policy, when it comes to a utilization of the armed forces of this country for things that are truly in the national interest of our nation. And when I mentioned the Trans-Texas Project and the North American Union and the fact that all of that involves the city of San Antonio, and of course when I mentioned some of the other things that I did, like the Communist Chinese now moving into Kelly Air Force Base down here, what was Kelly Air Force Base in San Antonio, to help administer things that obviously are related to this Trans-Texas Project and the North American Union, is designed to make people think. You know, here we are on this Memorial Day weekend, we're talking about these kids that have died for America, supposedly, and yet we turn around and see plenty of evidence out there that our nation is in the process of being destroyed, deliberately destroyed, by globalist forces. And the quote that you read from Dulles this morning is but further evidence of that. I think you're absolutely right.
Okay. Also, for those that don't, you know, we hear, and he said, oh, there's so many people that have mentioned the New World Order. That first President Bush mentioned it, and he went through a list. But here's something. Joe Biden said that we were on the threshold of a New World Order. These people, Mark, and I know that you know it, but we need to let the people that we work with, the people that we talk to at every opportunity, let them know that this is the real deal.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, it brings to mind something I was thinking of last evening. James Tucker, of course, the very fine reporter with the American Free Press, some issues ago had a listing of all kinds of people connected with the Bilderberg Organization, which, as I understand it, is getting ready to have their international conclave somewhere in Istanbul, Turkey, very soon. And as I looked at a lot of the people whose names are on the list and the organizations that they represent, it underscored the kind of information and research that needs to be undertaken to find out more about each and every one of these people on that list, because quite clearly they're a part of a larger grand design. And between reading Jim Tucker's list this last weekend and also finishing up Michael Collins Piper's book, The New Jerusalem, it brought home to me the importance of looking into the deeper picture and understanding who the real players are in this very, very cynical game. And I think that that gets right back to the theme that you're underscoring for the listeners today. We've got to find out more about this stuff. We need to look more deeply, and we need to start thinking in a more sophisticated political fashion than we tend to think in, particularly on Memorial Day when, you know, despite all the evidence out there that what we're talking about is a globalist agenda, we want to think in nationalistic terms when it comes to explaining the deaths of these young men and women, don't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, and as Memorial Day is the days behind us now, local radio stations are still asking, what do you think about the war? We have an opportunity right now to let them know what's really going on. You know, I went to, I think it's called nolies.org or something, the website, and I looked at the votes that my senators and representatives have cast in regards to this immigration amnesty bill. And it has the time written down, a time log of what time the vote was taken. And at 5:21, my Senator Corker voted no. And at 5:23, my Senator Corker voted yes. So what happened in 2 minutes that could cause this man to change his mind? Why is it that we have people going to Washington that are saying one thing and are voting no and opposing it, and in a matter of 2 minutes, regardless if they're from Tennessee or Texas or Arizona, in 2 minutes they can betray their country, betray their voters, and come out and say that they're in full agreement, that they believe that we've got to do this, that we've got to cooperate. Something is going on, Mark, and I don't know, you know, if it's the restaurants they're eating at or the water they're drinking or whether or not microchip technology is farther along and these guys have taken a chip. I don't know.
Well, you know, when you look at it, I think that the most ominous explanation is simply the money trail. You know, Cindy Sheehan was talking about this today in her 1,200-word letter indicating that she was getting out of the anti-war movement, that she was disgusted with both of the major parties and listed all of her reasons for feeling that way, all of which I think are valid reasons. But to me, when she made reference to the fascistic character of the corporate, multinational corporate state that presently runs things and that is driving the foreign and military policy of the United States, I think she was absolutely on target there. And when you simply look at who bankrolls these politicians and take a look at the Federal Election Commission lists and see, you know, see the banks and the insurance conglomerates and the oil companies and the Israeli lobby and these types of players, it makes all the sense in the world that the folks that are doing the things that they're doing up on Capitol Hill and in the executive branch of the government are doing it simply because that's where their bread is buttered. And it doesn't say very much for what we should actually be thinking of in terms of real patriotism.
Well, maybe Cindy Sheehan has had an awakening. Maybe Cindy Sheehan is ready to actually join the patriot movement. You know, she may be able to, if she's realized that both the Democrats and the Republicans are different sides of the same counterfeit coin, and maybe she's on the verge of being able to be someone that would draw attention from both sides. She may be able to be a host on RBN, for all I know. I've not heard her speak. But if she's come to the knowledge of the truth, who knows?
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it, to consider that, John, because to me, and I don't know exactly where I come down on this. I just emphasize this as far as something to think about. I've got a lot of friends on the political left who agree with me on the war and agree with other conservatives like me on the war. And it's interesting to look at the psychologies and worldviews of left and right when it comes to this present tragedy in Iraq, because at one level, many of my anti-war colleagues on the left are people that I have a lot in common with, and yet there are some very important divergences too. And it's kind of a curious thing to see how all of this plays out. Maybe, just maybe, there's going to be some means whereby the left and right in this country can somehow, the anti-war left and right in this country, can somehow figure out a strategy that will have some impact ultimately in fighting this whole thing, while at the same time recognizing that there are certain differences that exist between left and right that will never be bridged when it comes to the larger worldview that we have. I don't know how all that plays out, but that's something that I think is going to be a very noteworthy development and something to keep an eye on in the days ahead.
Well, one more thing, and then I'll get off the phone. You know, Cindy Sheehan, I have compassion for her because she's lost her son, and she's gone through that tragedy.
John, I got to take a break, but hang on the line. I'll catch you.
I've got to go, Mark. I've got to go. Thank you.
Thanks, John. God bless you. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been covering a series of news stories today related to Cindy Sheehan dropping out of the anti-war movement. If you go to CNN.com, you can read why she did. She has written a 1,200-word letter indicating that she's fed up with the Democratic Party. That's a positive development, folks. Could have told her that before. But she's fed up with the Democratic Party. She's fed up with what she alleges is a fascistic corporate culture that is underpinning and undergirding what is going on in the Middle East with American foreign and military policy. She's burned out personally and financially and professionally. She indicates that this whole tragedy has cost her a marriage as well as her son. And she has said that her son, in her words, has died for absolutely nothing. Very painful to read this thing, by the way. If there are people out there, and I'm sure there will be a few cheerleaders tonight on Fox News that will be making fun of this woman, but suffice it to say that that's pretty sick stuff, isn't it, folks? However you feel about Cindy Sheehan, I think that she's dedicated, she's sincere, and she is a very tormented person in regard to what has happened to her since 2004 when her son Casey was killed. I have great compassion for her and great admiration for her. At the same time that I would have to say that the anti-war left tends to come at things from a slightly different perspective than the anti-war America First right. I'm not saying that I understand all of this completely or have completely unpacked all of the implications of it, but it is definitely something worth considering, that as we think about Cindy Sheehan today and have great compassion for her, hopefully, we say at the same juncture that there are certain things about much of the anti-war left that don't characterize us on the right in the way that we look at human nature, the way that we look at reality, the way that we look at what should and should not be in regard to the domestic and foreign policy of the United States. I would say that liberals differ from real conservatives in a couple of respects. The New York Times fairly admitted some years ago that the real difference between a leftist and a conservative is their understanding of human nature. One has a benevolent view of human nature. The latter has a very negative analysis and diagnosis of human nature. And from that, all other kinds of things stem. I think the left also has had a belief in government, historically, that does not characterize the constitutional populist right at all. We are not surprised when government fails, because when government goes beyond the specific parameters that have been set down for it in the Constitution of this country, by people who understood the evil character of human nature, that when government goes outside of that, bad things are going to happen. And so for all those people on the left who honestly oppose this war and yet support many of the other big government presuppositions that have characterized so many people in this country, particularly since the days of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal, we get back to a fundamental divide between left and right that will not go away, something that would make for some very, very interesting political science papers and symposiums. You know, there's so much stuff in academic circles that is nonsense, that wastes time in terms of what is discussed or written about or researched. This whole issue of left and right when it comes to this war, and what the points of agreement are, as well as what the points of divergence are between the anti-war left and the anti-war American right, would make for some very, very interesting stuff, both at the academic level as well as talk radio, intelligent talk radio, I might add, like what we have here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, as well as good conversation in individual American homes. That leads me into something that just kind of crosses my mind as I talk here. How many of you talk to your kids and your grandkids, if you have them, and your nephews and your nieces and your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers about this war? I mean, really talk to them about it. How many of you take the time to occasionally turn off the television and to focus on something like this? Because it really matters, doesn't it? We're talking about issues of life and death, both in regard to what has happened to people like Casey Sheehan and Marquis J. McCants, the Army medical corpsman from San Antonio who was killed about 10 days ago. We're also talking about life and death for the rest of us, for it might be our son or daughter or our niece or nephew or brother or sister or husband or wife tomorrow. We're also talking about the survivability of the American Republic as we have known it. Absolutely critical that these things be discussed openly and honestly and without condemnation in our homes and in our community centers and, yes, in our churches. How many of you, by the way, belong to churches that have discussed some of this material, even in Sunday school classes? I'll bet not many. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is Mark Ancost, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got all kinds of things to be discussing this morning. We've been talking quite a bit about Cindy Sheehan and the fact that she has withdrawn from the anti-war movement. If you go to CNN.com, there will be reference made in the front page there to her 1,200-word letter, which indicates all of her reasons for deciding to drop out of political activism related to what's going on in the war in Iraq. It's a very sad story. I would urge all of you to read it and to think very carefully about some of the things that Ms. Sheehan has had to say to the rest of us.
whether you agree with her or you don't, she's a very, very interesting, provocative personality in regard to what she's been up to since the death of her son in 2004. And I think it stimulates a lot of thinking in regard to this past Memorial Day weekend and what this sort of thing really means. And to the extent that the anti-war left and the anti-war America First constitutional populist right can agree on some things, maybe we can achieve something in the political arena, while at the same time keeping in mind the very, very important differences between left and right in this country that properly perceived will never be breached. I have made reference, of course, to my own post for the American Free Press, which I sent to Christopher Petherick this weekend. It's entitled Memorial Day from San Antonio, the final resting place of Marquis J. McCants and the death of the American Republic. You can find this online today at Breaking All the Rules News, the American Nationalist Union, Don Wasall's site. Mark Glenn has posted it at the at Crescent and Cross. Matthias Chang writes from Malaysia to indicate that he has now posted it on his own personal website. Who knows where else it might be popping up, but suffice it to say that I think it's an important essay, not because I wrote it, but because it tries to put into perspective what we should and should not say politically, culturally, and theologically about the larger meaning of the death of these fine young people who have had their lives extinguished in Iraq since March of 2003 for causes that most of us in our heart of hearts know range from the extremely dubious to the flat-out false. And as I mentioned at a previous point in the show, I am very grateful that Pastor Elder McCants, the very wonderful African-American Lutheran pastor here in San Antonio, who is at Holy Cross Lutheran Church on South New Braunfels Avenue in the south part of the city, did not fall prey to what so many pastors fall prey to in regard to preaching a false and sick and unbiblical brand of Americanism, quote-unquote. Pastor McCants did not confuse the two kingdoms, the kingdom of God on the one hand with the secular kingdom on the other. He was too good an evangelical Lutheran to do that. He also avoided certain other things that so many people fall into in regard to saying that certain ideas are American, when in fact I believe that ultimately they're anything but American in regard to people like Washington and Jefferson and Madison. But at any rate, I hope you get a chance to look at that essay that I have written. It's entitled Memorial Day from San Antonio, the final resting place of Marquis J. McCants and the death of the American Empire. Again, Matthias Chang has posted it in Malaysia. Mark Glenn has posted it at Crescent and Cross. Don Wasall has posted it at the American Nationalist Union. Breaking All the Rules News has it on the front page now. And, of course, I have sent it to the American Free Press. First and foremost, in the hope that they might be interested in running it at some juncture. This then gets into the larger question, which I do raise in my essay, and that is the whole business of Israel. Cindy Sheehan, for whatever reason, has not really discussed this too much, if at all. She talks about corporatism. She talks about multinational conglomerates and so forth. All of that is true in regard to those folks being involved in what Mr. Bush has bequeathed to us in Iraq. But I think in regard to discussing Israel and the Zionist issue, Cindy, to my knowledge, has been largely silent about that. This is something that is not going to go away, however, and it's going to become more apparent to the American people that there is something happening here that really needs to be looked at in regard to the larger implications of what it means for our lives. Do we fight for our own nation, or are we fighting for somebody else? Are we fighting for truth, or are we fighting for that which is very thinly and effectively disguised as truth, when in fact it's falsehood? Those kinds of things, it seems to me, are not going to go away. We're going to have to watch this very, very closely in the days ahead. Mark Glenn, by the way, does have a piece that is now online with the American Free Press. It's entitled American Treachery and the Attack on the USS Liberty, Much Deeper Than Previously Thought. You can find this at theamericanfreepress.net. Wanted to read a little bit of this because it gets back into the whole issue of why we are in the Middle East. The USS Liberty and the tragedy of June the 8th, 1967 will not go away. not only because the truth of what happened to our men at that time has never been told, courtesy of an American governmental cover-up that reached all the way into Lyndon Johnson's office and Robert McNamara's office, because the Israeli government, presumably, and the Israeli lobby are more powerful than those who take a nationalistic position in regard to why our men and women fight and in regard to what our priorities should be when we put men and women in harm's way. Mark Lund says the following today at the American Free Press. For those who follow the intrigues and explosive events surrounding the relationship between America and Israel over the last four decades, it is easy to get into a rut, so to speak, and blame every single catastrophic event solely on the treachery of Israel. The tragedy, though, and certainly the hardest part to swallow by patriotic Americans who would just as soon take their own lives as betray their fellow countrymen, is that there have been and are players on the American side of the equation whose hands are just as dirty as those of their Israeli counterparts. Whether it was the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the bombing of the Twin Towers in 1993, the bombing of the Mura Federal Building in 1995, or the events taking place on 9/11, the fact is that the only way these could have taken place is if elements within the U.S. government infrastructure cooperated with the planning, execution, and subsequent dissemination of propaganda in the aftermath of these operations. Now a new and terrible tale has surfaced, indicating yet again that elements of the U.S. government were involved at the highest level in even more criminal acts against the very same American people whom she is charged with protecting. The case in question involves the June 8, 1967 attack on the USS Liberty by the air and naval forces of the State of Israel during the height of the Arab-Israeli War that led to the deaths of 34 American servicemen. Long believed that players within the Johnson administration simply assisted in the cover-up of the attack so as to quote-unquote not embarrass America's greatest ally, Israel, it now appears that American political, intelligence, and military persons played a key role in setting up the Liberty for the purpose of igniting World War III and what was codenamed Operation Cyanide. It was a heady time, to be sure. The U.S. and the USSR were neck-deep in what was called the Cold War, and by all appearances it seemed that a shooting match between the two superpowers was an inevitability. The reader should keep in mind that this was only a few short years after the Cuban Missile Crisis, and a time when America seemed unable to stop the spread of communism in Asia and other parts of the world. In the Middle East, states such as Egypt, with dynamic, fiery and recalcitrant leaders such as Nasser, were forming strong bonds with the Soviets for military and economic aid. Using the same rationale that led to America inserting herself militarily into areas such as Korea and Vietnam, it was believed that if not stopped, the Soviets would entrench themselves in the Middle East to the point that America's access to the oil of that region would be directly jeopardized, and that just as the communists had predicted decades before, the West would be conquered without a shot being fired. It has long been assumed that Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty was just another of her made-to-order false flag operations done simply for the purposes of dragging an unwilling America into a Middle East war on the side of the Jewish state. However, new information, uncovered by former BBC investigative journalist Peter Hunan, reveals that America, and more specifically the administration of Lyndon Johnson, was not as much the unsuspecting victim in all of this that she has claimed these last 40 years. Based on relatively new evidence, the attack on the Liberty was actually part of a much larger plan, and that the Liberty incident was just one domino in a series of them that had as the ultimate goal a real live shooting war between the United States and the USSR. Had the Liberty been sunk with no witnesses as planned, the world would be a much different place now as a result, and certainly not for the better. In short, what was planned for that awful day in American history was that a defenseless, unarmed American ship sailing in international waters off the coast of Egypt be sunk to the bottom of the Mediterranean, and that the Soviets and their Arab allies, in particular Egypt, would be blamed for the event. As with the sinking of the USS Maine nearly 70 years earlier, the cry would be, "Remember the USS Liberty," and America's justifiable quote-unquote response to such a horrendous act would be the launching of nuclear weapons against Egypt, the USSR's ally. Working in tandem with the U.S. would be allies such as Israel, Great Britain, and, interestingly enough, Australia. The end result would be a Middle East free of any Soviet presence, leaving America and her ally Israel in possession of Arab oil for the foreseeable future and in a better position to dictate terms to the communists. In the minds of powerful men such as these, men who sit in comfortable offices and expensive chairs and who do not have to answer to anyone for their actions. The rationale for such an act is simple. Better that 300 men die on the surface of their country than that the free world fall into the clutches of Soviet communism. What prevented all of this from taking place was that simply by the grace of God, the Liberty did not sink and the world was spared, at least temporarily. Of course, there is no official confirmation of Operation Cyanide. In fact, there is no mention of it at all. In various interviews that have been conducted over the years, individuals from Secretary of Defense McNamara to Dean Rusk to Richard Helms to Mossad spy chief Rafael Eitan have demonstrated great intellectual and verbal energy for men their age when discussing various items, but who then clam up instantaneously when Operation Cyanide is mentioned, as if they were witnesses to a mafia hit and feared for their lives. Nevertheless, the smaller players who were involved at that time have a different tale to tell, and piecing together all the small parts that they individually bring to the table fleshes out a picture that, although not crystal clear, is clear enough to suggest that America was involved in the murder of 34 of her young men on June the 8th, 1967, in a much deeper fashion than previously thought. For the sake of those men who died that day, and for those who survived the attack physically but who have endured the assault of lies that has been waged against them these last 40 years, the truth concerning what took place that day must be told. In the opinion of many, the Liberty incident may very well hold the key to freeing America from the bondage she suffers under men such as those who have murdered not only her people, but as well her political system. Beginning in June, the American Free Press will begin running a series of exclusive articles going into deeper detail about the mechanics of Operation Cyanide with an individual who worked in U.S. intelligence circles and has firsthand knowledge of the events that took place before, during, and after June the 8th, 1967. What he has to say has never before been published. That's Mark Glenn today, new at the American Free Press, American Treachery and the Attack on the USS Liberty, Much Deeper Than Previously Thought. It's going to be very important that we watch for those coming stories in AFP. You can buy a subscription to it at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. The American Free Press, of course, has its counterpart in the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've mentioned this before on the air this morning. I'll mention it again. I sure hope that there are many of you out there who will consider supporting us. What is going on with the Republic Broadcasting Network is being offered nowhere else. And to the extent that John Stadtmiller has put together a very unique team of hosts who are trying to bring the truth to each and every one of you out there in the listening audience worldwide, we need your support to be able to do this in as effective a way as we can. We need, for example, to be able to expand what we're already doing in the worldwide internet. We need to expand our international shortwave coverage. We need to be involved in picking up additional conventional affiliates like WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, 50,000-watt station that is now bringing Mark Dankos America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South. But that takes money, folks. There's no getting around it. And we have to turn to the people who love us and who support us and who want us to continue to ask you to help us once again. You can do so by using one of three vehicles. You can contact us on the World Wide Web and donate via PayPal. You can do that at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can send a donation to the Republic Broadcasting Network via U.S. mail. The physical address of the Republic Broadcasting Network is 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can also give us a call at the office by dialing 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. We really need your help, folks, now more than ever. I know the folks at the American Free Press need your ongoing support as well. And also through the Republic Broadcasting Network, you can have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Again, utilizing the same contact points that you would use for a donation to our network. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org on the net via U.S. mail. It's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, as in Willie Mays, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And also you can call us directly in our toll-free line at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Again, Mark Glenn, I think, has opened up an entirely new vista of significance for us in regard to what happened to the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. What is Operation Cyanide? Mark Glenn's starting to look into this. Where else, other than the American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network, can you find that kind of information? I know of no one else who is delving into this USS Liberty story in the way that Mark Glenn is. I know of no other radio broadcasting network that continues to carry that story in the way that RBN does. We'll be back. This is Mark Ancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Mark Hancock's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Hesham Talawi, by the way, has a very important show tonight. I've already mentioned it once. I'm going to mention it again just because I think it's absolutely significant that we take a look at this show tonight at Current Issues Television. CurrentIssues.tv online will get you to Dr. Talawi's site. He, of course, also has a show on Saturdays on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 7:30 p.m. Eastern. It's also 11:30 at night, Universal Coordinated Time. Dr. Talawi is going to be talking with a gentleman by the name of Khaled Amire. And I'm going to read just something from Dr. Talawi's news release on this show this evening. He quotes Khaled Amire saying the following. When the Qatar-based pan-Arab Al Jazeera satellite television announced 2 years ago plans to launch Al Jazeera International, or AGI, AJI, many people around the world hoped the new satellite channel would provide a genuine alternative to the notoriously biased Western media, which often operate under a certain Zionist influence. The new channel, the launching of which has been postponed several times for a variety of reasons, will provide both regional and global perspective to a potential audience of hundreds of millions of English speakers. AJI is the world's first English language news channel to be headquartered in the Middle East, with news management rotating around broadcasting centers in Athens, Doha, London, Washington, D.C., and Kuala Lumpur. AJI has already attracted a number of luminaries in the world of TV broadcasting, including such people as Sir David Frost and Ritz Kahn. However, it seems that disappointment may be awaiting many of those who expect to see a world TV channel that is fair and objective, and especially free from the usual Anglo-American and Israeli worldview. In fact, there are already ominous signs showing that pro-Israeli sympathizers, some of them with a background in the BBC, are already trying to control the editorial policies of the new channel, all under the rubric of professionalism and journalistic standards. That comes to us from Khaled Amire, who has left Al Jazeera International. He has left the Al Jazeera Satellite Television Network based in Qatar. He's going to be talking with Dr. Hesham Talawi tonight at currentissues.tv as to why. That is really going to be an interesting show, I would suspect. And again, you can find Hesham Talawi's network at currentissues.tv online. He also has a Saturday show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Talawi is a very fine gentleman, very gracious person, and always brings interesting people to the fore in regard to what really gets discussed on the World Wide Web. And we will be back. This is Mark Gancost, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When I come back, I'm going to be chatting a little bit about what Kurt Nimmo has been going through up in Canada as it relates to the Anti-Defamation League and what they've been doing to Kurt up there, simply speaking his mind, writing and speaking the truth. This is Mark Gancoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
A message for